The Julia Creek Camp Draft was an annual event that pulled crowds from near and far. When they arrived, McIntyre Park was already jam-packed with enthusiastic spectators decked out in their best Western-style shirts, boots, and wide-brimmed hats. Megan readjusted her Akubra as she watched Lockie and Darcy set up a makeshift yard for Darcy's horse, Jasper. Harriet took Megan's hand. "Come, I'll show you around and introduce you to some people." Megan followed her gratefully. She hated feeling unnecessary while people had work to do. The women made their way past makeshift campsites where families and friends huddled on picnic blankets or on the backs of trucks that had been parked there since before sunrise. Megan gazed admiringly at the stockmen, graziers, ringers, station hands, and their partners. They had taken the time out from their busy lives, burdened by the never-ending drought, to come, possibly hundreds of kilometres, to this event. She pulled her Akubra lower, feeling like a phony in her blue jeans, purple blouse and dirty boots. She had purposely avoided any type of sparkly belt buckle and grinned when she saw two tall blonde girls pass her, their glitzy buckles threaded through too tight denim jeans. Harriet stopped more frequently to chat to people as they approached the circling grandstands. After 55 years in the district, both at Brigadier Station and before that on her father's property, she knew all the locals and event regulars. Everyone greeted Harriet Maguire with respect and admiration. In turn, she proudly introduced her friends to her soon-to-be daughter-in-law. "Oh, congratulations! Lachlan is finally settling down," one woman gushed. "He and my daughter Eve went out for a few months years ago. I had wondered if they would tie the knot, but now she's married with two littlies and lives up north." Darcy was right about his brother. Lockie had dated most of the girls from local stations. Nothing serious, and there were no hard feelings, but it seemed he did have a reputation as a player. "Is Lockie the only heartbreaker in the family? And what about Noah and Darcy?" she asked Harriet as they walked along. "Noah has been with Jade since he left school, and most of that time they've been in New Zealand. Darcy's had a couple of girlfriends, but no one's stuck. I hope he meets someone one day."